Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎收听商务通英语。
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture.
商务通英语是中等程度的商务英语课程，课程题材以美国的商业实践和文化为主，通过电台播音室里的采访和绘画讲授美国英语。
Today's unit is Introductions, Part 1. This program introduces Elizabeth and Gary, the hosts of Functioning in Business.
今天我们开始播讲商务通英语。下面我们学习第一课，人物介绍第一部分。我们要介绍主持人Elizabeth Moore 和语言专家 Gary Angleton.
In this program, we will follow the story of an important business trip. We will follow the meetings and negotiations between several international companies. As we study these meetings, we'll interview some of the participants. We will also look closely at the language they use for conducting business in English.We'll see how successful use of English can lead to success in business and in international communication.
Functioning in Business 这套课程重点讲语言的表达功能，教我们在各种场合怎样使用恰当的语言进行商务和社交。语言有各种表达功能，例如提出要求，表示确认，表示不同意见，表示道歉等等。在这套课程里，我们要围绕一次重要的商务出差旅行以及几家国际公司之间所举行的会议和商谈来学习商务英语。在谈论这些会议内容的同时，我们还要采访几位与会人士。我们还要学习这些人士在洽谈业务时使用的英语内容和形式。Gary 是我们邀请的语言和文化专家，他曾经在加州大学洛杉矶分校主修语言学，后来获得哈佛大学商学院企业管理硕士学位。我们今天的访谈涉及以下一些重要的词句。
Guest
嘉宾，客人。
Guest
我们曾经在新动态英语里学过这个词。商务通英语邀请的嘉宾要谈论他们在美国从事商务的经验。
Interview
访谈。
Interview Tips
忠告、提示、暗示。
Tips
这个词也有小费的意思。我们在这个课程中将学习到很多关于美国商业文化和商业语言的常识。
Documentary
纪录片。
Documentary
商务通英语课程就相当于广播形式的纪录片。我们的嘉宾要先听商务旅行的对话录音，然后进行讨论。我们还将学习到这样一些重要词句。
Background
经历，个人情况。
Background Linguistics
语言学。
LinguisticsB.A. Bachelor of Arts Degree
文学士学位。
B.A. Bachelor of Arts Degree M.B.A. Master of Business Administration Degree
企业管理硕士学位。
M.B.A. Master of Business Administration DegreeI got my B.A. at the University of California.
我在加州大学获得文学士学位。
I studied linguistics.
我主修语言学。
Interview.
访谈时间。下面我们就请听 Elizabeth 采访 Gary.
Our guest today is Gary Angleton.Gary is the host of Gary's Tips and also of Culture Tips. Gary's Tips and Culture Tips will be regular features on Functioning in Business. Hello, Gary. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
On each Functioning in Business program, you'll talk about how to use English in business situations.
That's right. I'll give tips about American culture and about using the English language in business. I'm glad we're able to do this radio show together.
I am too. I'm excited about doing a radio documentary on using English for business.
Me too. I think it will be interesting and useful for our listeners.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Sure. What do you want to know?
How did you get into the language consulting business?
Well, my training is in linguistics.
Oh, where did you study linguistics?
I studied at UCLA.
That's the University of California at Los Angeles, right?
Right. I got my BA there in 1979. Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA. While I was doing my MBA, I taught business English to foreign students.
That's interesting.
After I got my MBA, I started my own business. I began helping foreign companies do business in the United States. Now I also work with international business people who need help with their English.
We're so happy to have you on our show.
I'm happy to be here.
Great. Let's take a break.
Gary Angleton, 同时也负责商务通英语的 Gary 提示和文化点滴这两个专题，为大家讲解美国文化以及如何运用商业英语的常用知识。我们再听一遍这段对话，注意听 Gary 怎样描述他的学历。
Gary is the host of Gary's Tips and also of Culture Tips. Gary's Tips and Culture Tips will be regular features on Functioning in Business. Hello, Gary. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
On each Functioning in Business program, you'll talk about how to use English in business situations.
That's right. I'll give tips about American culture and about using the English language in business. I'm glad we're able to do this radio show together.
I am too. I'm excited about doing a radio documentary on using English for business.
Me too. I think it will be interesting and useful for our listeners.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Sure. What do you want to know?
How did you get into the language consulting business?
Well, my training is in linguistics.
Oh, where did you study linguistics?
I studied at UCLA.
That's the University of California at Los Angeles, right?
Right. I got my BA there in 1979. Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA. While I was doing my MBA, I taught business English to foreign students.
That's interesting.
After I got my MBA, I started my own business. I began helping foreign companies do business in the United States. Now I also work with international business people who need help with their English.
We're so happy to have you on our show.
I'm happy to be here.
Great. Let's take a break.
Variations.
词句代换。在 Elizabeth 继续同 Gary 进行访谈之前，请大家先听一些词句的变换。
Listen to these variations.
My training is in linguistics.
I studied linguistics.
I got my BA.
I graduated with a BA.
I taught business English to foreign students.
I taught business English to international students.
After I got my MBA, I started a business.
After I got my MBA, I formed my own business.
各位听众，现在 Elizabeth 继续采访 Gary Angleton。Gary 的父亲是军人。Gary 小时候曾经在德国和泰国住过。先请听这次采访中使用的一些词句。
An overseas client.
海外客户，外国客户。
An overseas client. Political science.
政治学。
Political science. Scholarship.
奖学金。
Scholarship. M.A. Master's degree.
文科硕士，硕士学位。
M.A. Master's degree. I got a Fulbright scholarship.
我拿到了富布莱特奖学金。
I did a master's in public policy.
我拿到了公共政策硕士学位。
We're back again with our guest, Gary Angleton. Gary, it seems that you have a lot of experience in international business.
Yes, I travel abroad a lot, and I'm often on the phone with my overseas clients.
How did you get interested in doing international work?
Well, I grew up in an international family. My father was in the army, and when I was young, we lived in Germany and Thailand. And my mother is Korean. I've spent quite a bit of time in Korea visiting my grandparents and other relatives.
Oh, do you speak Korean?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that. I've also lived abroad.
Oh, really? Where?
In China. I studied political science at UC Berkeley in the 70s. Then I got a Fulbright scholarship to study in China.
Where in China did you live?
I lived in Shanghai. After I left China, I did a master's in public policy at Georgetown University.
And so, how did you get into radio?
I worked at the local radio station when I was at Georgetown. I discovered I liked asking questions.
You'll get a chance to ask lots of questions on this show.
I sure will. Let's take a break.
Gary 的母亲是哪国人？ Gary 会不会说这种语言？ Elizabeth 曾经在哪个国家学习过？我们再听一遍他们的对话。
Gary, it seems that you have a lot of experience in international business.
Yes, I travel abroad a lot, and I'm often on the phone with my overseas clients.
How did you get interested in doing international work?
Well, I grew up in an international family.My father was in the army, and when I was young, we lived in Germany and Thailand. And my mother is Korean. I've spent quite a bit of time in Korea visiting my grandparents and other relatives.
Oh, do you speak Korean?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that. I've also lived abroad.
Oh, really? Where?
In China. I studied political science at UC Berkeley in the 70s. Then I got a Fulbright scholarship to study in China.
Where in China did you live?
I lived in Shanghai. After I left China, I did a master's in public policy at Georgetown University.
And so, how did you get into radio?
I worked at the local radio station when I was at Georgetown. I discovered I liked asking questions.
You'll get a chance to ask lots of questions on this show.
I sure will.
Listen and repeat.
听说练习现在请大家跟着我们重复。
In Germany and Thailand. He lived in Germany and Thailand. Where did Gary live when he was young? He lived in Germany and Thailand. Korean.He speaks Korean. What language does Gary speak besides English? He speaks Korean. Political science. She studied political science. What did Elizabeth study at UC Berkeley?She studied political science. At Georgetown University. She got her master's at Georgetown University. Where did she get her master's? She got her master's at Georgetown University.
Culture tips.
文化点滴。现在请继续听 Elizabeth 和专家 Gary 进行的访谈。下面是我们会用到的单词。
First name and last name. First name and family name.
名和姓。
First name and last name. First name and family name. Miss.
小姐。
Miss. Mrs.
太太，夫人。
Mrs. Ms.
女士。
Ms.
。We're back with Gary Angleton, our language and culture expert.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Gary. Our listeners have sent in some email questions, Gary. They have some questions about American business culture.
I'll try my best.
Our first question is, do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
Well, this is a difficult question. Not everyone feels the same about names.
What do you prefer?
Personally, I always use my first name, but some Americans prefer to use their last names. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. I always say, please call me Gary.
Our next question is, when speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs., or Ms?
Well, Miss is for single women. Mrs. is for married women. They are older words. Ms. is a newer word. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Thank you, Gary. Let's take a break.
这段访谈的内容很重要，讨论的是美国人在商业交往中如何称呼别人。有的人喜欢正式，有的人喜欢随便。一般来说，对于刚认识的人要正式一些，除非对方告诉你叫他的名字就可以了。例如
Please call me Gary.
否则最好称呼别人为某某先生、某某女士。我们再听听这段对话。
Our first question is, do Americans usually use their first name or last name in business?
Well, this is a difficult question. Not everyone feels the same about names.
What do you prefer?
Personally, I always use my first name, but some Americans prefer to use their last names. To be safe, use the name that the other person gives you. I always say, please call me Gary.
Our next question is,When speaking with women in business, when should we use Miss, Mrs., or Ms?
Well, Miss is for single women. Mrs. is for married women. They are older words. Ms. is a newer word. Ms. is easier to use than Mrs. or Miss because you don't have to know whether or not a woman is married. I always use Ms. because with Ms. I usually don't offend people.
What do most American women in business prefer?
I believe that most American women prefer Ms.
Sentence completion.
我们接下来做完成句子的练习，请大家和我们一起做。
Listen. Complete the sentence.
Some people use their first name in business, but others prefer to use their...Last name. They prefer to use their last name. Most American women prefer to be addressed as Ms. They prefer to be addressed as Ms. In the past, people used to address all married women as Mrs.People used to say, Mrs.
Gary's Tips
Gary 提示在这一节里我们要讲向人提要求的时候应该使用什么样的语言功能 请大家先学习几个有关词句。
Language function.
语言功能。
Language function. Request.
向对方提出要求。
Request. Offer.
向对方表示愿意提供帮助。
Offer. I'd like a glass of water, please.
我想要一杯水。这句话使用的就是提要求的语言功能。
Would you like another cup of coffee?
你想再要一杯咖啡吗？这句话使用的是表示愿意提供帮助的语言功能。下面请听 Gary 提示。
Hello again, Gary. Can you tell us more about Gary's tips?
Sure. In Gary's tips, I'll be giving tips about language functions.
What's a language function?
A language function is something that you do with language. An example is a request. You make a request when you ask someone to tell you something or do something for you. For example, in an airport, if you say,Can you tell me where gate 21 is? You're requesting directions to gate 21. If you say, I'd like a glass of water, please, you're requesting a glass of water.
I understand. What are some other language functions?
Oh, there are lots of different language functions, like offering, refusing, confirming, and agreeing. For example, when you say, Would you like another cup of coffee? You are making an offer.
I'll look forward to hearing more about language functions in the coming weeks.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I'll see you again next time.
Gary 说,
A language function is something that you do with language.
语言功能是用语言来表达某种意图。除了我们这一段所讲的提出请求，语言功能还包括表示愿意提供帮助，表示拒绝、证实、同意等等。我们再听听 Gary 是怎么样解释语言功能的。
Hello, Gary. Can you tell us more about Gary's tips?
Sure. In Gary's tips, I'll be giving tips about language functions.
What's a language function?
A language function is something that you do with language. An example is a request. You make a request when you ask someone to tell you something or do something for you. For example, in an airport, if you say, Can you tell me where gate 21 is? You're requesting directions to gate 21. If you say, I'd like a glass of water, please, you're requesting a glass of water.
I understand. What are some other language functions?
Oh, there are lots of different language functions, like offering, refusing, confirming, and agreeing. For example, when you say, Would you like another cup of coffee? You are making an offer.
I'll look forward to hearing more about language functions in the coming weeks.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I'll see you again next time.
各位听众，今天是商务通英语第一课。今天我们开始学习人物介绍第一部分，介绍我们的主持人 Elizabeth Moore 和语言专家 Gary Angleton。今天的商务通英语就播讲到这里，谢谢各位收听，我们下次再见。
Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
For further study, a Functioning in Business study kit is available from your local bookstore.